go into a Disney song there. All right, we are live for the Hormix Happy Live Chat number 15, talking to Ms. Carly Sonnefeld. Welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Welcome back. Been a while.
Yeah, you've been busy since the last time we chatted. Last time we chatted, you were part of the Slumber Party Massacre podcast. And since then, you've been in a couple different movies. The ones I was putting on the caption here are Air Fryer Slaughter and Krakoon.
Indeed.
Oh, I still need to see Krakoon.
It's a classic.
Or will be one at some point.
Right, right.
Yeah. But I think you've been in more than that, too, but we hit the character limit on YouTube. What else have you been in?
I've been in Bathtub Shark Attack, Krakula, which is coming out soon, Wally Meets Popeye. I played Olive Oil in a Popeye movie. What else? I've done quite a bit. The Emasculator is one I'm proud of.
Nice title.
Yeah.
Dare I ask, is it exactly what it sounds like?
Yes. Yes, it is. A lot of mutilation of an area.
Okay.
Yeah. So that one, I've done quite a bit. I don't even remember when I guess that had to have been several years ago that I did this show with you guys. That was when I was just kind of getting started with the acting thing. So now it's kind of spiraled out of control, but
good.
Yes, right. Yeah, that is not a bad thing. That sounded bad, but no, that is quite. It's been a fun ride.
Blossom. There you go. That's the.
Yes.
So, do you have anything coming up that you can talk about? I don't know if there's like stuff you can or cannot talk about.
I have a few things. I'm actually filming for something this week. It's actually Carousel 4. I'm just being like a stand-in character for it. So it's nothing huge, but I'm looking forward to it because, I don't know, it seems like a lot of times I start out the year, like I might do like a movie in January, which I did, and then it's like a slog, and then all of a sudden I have like a million things going on at once and I'm overwhelmed. So I have that coming up in May. Then in June, I'm going to be shooting something with Mark Polonia again, who I filmed with in January. Now that one I'm not supposed to like talk about yet, but like what the title is and the plot and everything, but that I'm looking forward to that. And then I'm also shooting something with the girl who made The Emasculator. August, I believe, we're going to shoot, and I'm very excited for that. I get to play a horrible stepmother, so
that'll be fun.
Yes.
Cool. Shoot, what was I gonna say? Brain fart.
Turkey.
Oh no, I was gonna comment that I know what you mean about the scheduling thing, because like we do the same, we run into the same thing when scheduling for Horror Makes Us Happy, because you know it'll go in a stretch where I'll send out like 10, 20, sometimes 30 emails to different people trying to get a response. Won't get any response for like 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden get a flood of responses. And you know, it's one of those things where it's like, I try not to send out that many because I know that that's inevitably going to happen. So, like, I'll only send out 5 emails at a time and then wait a day or two and then another 5 and another. Right. And finally, it's just like, okay. And then the flood comes.
Yes. No matter what, the flood's going to come. Like, it doesn't matter how you do it, really.
Yeah. But, you know, then we schedule interviews back to back sometimes. You know, every single weekend, and we run up a queue that takes us like 6 months to burn through. But you know, then we could take a break for 6 months, so it's not that big a deal.
Yeah. Do you have anyone else tonight that you're doing?
No.
Did not interview today.
Yeah, we didn't have an interview today. We've got one scheduled, I think, next weekend.
Nice.
I have a couple irons in the fire, but yeah, we're at the tail end of a bit of a full patch right now. Right now, it's like just after March 1st, and we've got content for about I think another 6 interviews in the can. So taking a little bit of a break. Gonna be at StokerCon in June 3rd, 4th, 5th, something like that. That'll be next month.
Where's that at?
That's going to be in Pittsburgh.
Oh, wait, what's it called?
StokerCon. It's the Horror Writers Association's convention.
Okay. I've heard the horror writer. Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard that of that convention. So that's cool.
It's on the literary side.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like,
it's like
a
primary award, I think, you win in any, I don't want to say competition, but just like the, it's like the Emmys.
Bram Stoker?
The Bram Stoker Awards. Mm. So the StokerCon is a convention around the award winners and just literary people in the horror circuit.
Cool. Nice.
Yes. What else we got going on? Speaking of May 1st, we actually just hit our sixth anniversary or seventh anniversary. I think sixth anniversary. Can't talk today. Sixth anniversary. And we're celebrating it by releasing a new theme song that was donated to us by one of the fans on our Discord server. So that's
sweet.
Out there now. What else is going on? You have any conventions coming up? That you'll be going
to? Living Dead Weekend is in June at the Monroeville Mall. I'm going to try to go to that one and just hang out. Like, I'm not a guest or anything. I'm just going to go and, because, you know, I think they're going to tear down the mall, which is horrific.
That sounded familiar. Is it the original Dawn of the Dead Mall?
Yes.
I thought that had already been torn down. That's okay. Bit of a good news, bad news roller coaster there. I thought it was already gone. And now I know.
Yeah, it was bought by, I think, Walmart or some people. Yeah, I don't know, some jerk offs like that. And they're going to tear it down and ruin everything like people do. So, yeah, I figure I might as well. I used to go to Living Dead Weekend like every year, and then I kind of fell off, just, you know, was busy when it was going on. But I think this year I'm going to go just to go to it one more time, at least.
Rob, while it's still there. Yeah, I'm glad to hear it's still standing, because I had heard it was already demolished, but sad to hear it's just a slower death than I expected, I guess.
Yeah. Century 3 Mall, that mall is demolished, unfortunately. Well, they're in the midst of it, if you ever heard of that mall. That's like, that used to be like the biggest mall back in the 80s ever. And yeah, that one descended into just garbage. And yeah, but
it's a shame.
Yeah, I like malls.
I thought they had bought that mall to set up a museum
for Dawn of the Dead?
Yeah.
No, I think they bought it to ruin it. I don't know. There was a bunch of different rumors of like who bought it and what the intention was, and like different.
I did hear Walmart at one point.
Yeah, which I don't even know, really. Like, I could be making up rumors right now myself, but yeah, I've heard like no matter, like, I heard that the plan is to like demolish it, regardless of who might have bought it.
Do we not know how much money they could make by making it a museum or an attraction of some sort?
I'm like, pretty sure there already was a museum.
Not like money.
Yeah, like within it, they have like a little store and. You know, again, even the convention, I mean, they do, like, tours and stuff like that.
Do they have the blood pressure cuff chairs? Can you sit in them like a dumbass and get eaten?
No, not quite. In fact, the mall, you would probably be the mall does not look anything like it did in the movie.
No,
it's quite like, remodeled.
It's like the houses Edward Scissorhands, where they filmed that was actually about 30 minutes away from where I grew up. And the houses are still there, but the neighborhood's completely different. They're not pastel colors or anything. It's like the shell is still there. So
right. It just looks like a basic suburb.
Yeah. So it's a mall. A thing happened there.
Yeah.
I never
when you watch the movie, you could tell like the scene, like outside shots. I'm like, oh, I could tell that's like the road and stuff like that. But that's about it.
Yeah, while you guys were talking, I pulled it up. Apparently there's an article on Bloody Disgusting posted about 6 months ago talking about Walmart, I guess, is planning on taking it down. Boo.
Indeed.
So have you seen anything recently that you've enjoyed? Anything in the theaters or just on streaming?
The last thing I saw in the theaters was They Will Kill You and Ready or Not Part 2. Too. Yeah. And
okay, yeah. Those are the two films I saw recently, too.
Yeah, they're pretty much the same plot, which is interesting, done different.
They Will Kill You with a tinge more Kill Bill?
Yes, that's what... my boyfriend was like, this feels like a Tarantino movie. Just the style of it and the styles are completely different, but the basic, plot lines were, I was like, these are very similar, even the sister dynamic and stuff like that, I thought was interesting,
you're right.
Yeah, I like them both. I think I like They Will Kill You, I definitely like They Will Kill You a bit better. I just had a little more fun with that one, but I thought they were both a good time.
Yes, did I? Yeah. And I would agree that I liked They Will Kill You better than Ready or Not 2, mainly just because They Will Kill You was something new, where Ready or Not 2 was kind of more the same.
Right.
But it was a good sequel. It's the sequel program. What you do is same formula as the first one, more of it, and crazier.
Right, yeah. But that is exactly what they did. But yeah, yeah, that's like the last two things I saw. And then I did go to the drive-in last weekend. There's a drive-in around us every April and September. They do an all-night horror movie thing. It's usually four movies. And
do they have the things that you hang in the window, or do you tune it into it by a radio station?
Unfortunately, yeah, you have to use your own radio. I bought a little radio from Walmart a few years ago, actually, a little handheld one that we use only for the drive-in, because that way you don't have to stress about your car dying or anything like that. But
plus, it's just kind of more traditional. I love the whole little mini radio that you would hang in the window.
Right, me too. Yeah, I agree. But yeah, they showed Halloween 4, 5, Bay of Blood, and Funeral Home at the thing. We only went on Saturday. It's Friday and Saturday, but we just went to the Saturday, and that was fun. It was a good time. It rained. It always rains every year, it seems like, at the event, no matter what, but it is what it is. We just stayed in the car the whole time and had a good time.
April showers.
Yes.
Well, while you guys were chatting, I was looking over Bloody Disgusting since I was already on the webpage. I don't know if you've seen this, but apparently there's a 2.5-hour Gremlins assembly cut that got screened in L.A.
I think I brushed by an article about that earlier today or something and did not actually click on it, but that's crazy.
And it's the original Gremlins, not... because the reason I brought it up is when I was glancing through it, I thought this was referring to, because I think they're making a new one.
Yeah, I believe so.
They're making a new one.
Yeah, but this is not related to the new project. I guess there was a 2.5-hour cut of the original that they were screening, which is...
Snyder cut.
Kind of.
Right.
Except in this case, Dante cut.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Snyder was even born yet.
Well,
maybe.
Oh. So anything good on streaming services recently?
I did see something recently called Apex. It's Charlize Theron, and she plays it's more an adventure thriller. It starts off with her on a cold mountain, and her lover dies. Spoiler, it's the first 5 minutes of the movie. And it's similar to Fall in a way. She's just trying to still get back into her hobby and do more challenging things. So she goes to Australia, and then she meets this weirdo dude played by, can't remember his name, but he played Eggsy in Kingsman. I think Egg is actually in his last name, which is funny. But there's a crazy twist at the end of that movie. Holy shit. I won't spoil it, but it is kind of horror in the third act. Goddamn. Hint, it veers into a genre that I am a fan of.
Batshit crazy?
Yes.
Pretty much anything batshit crazy.
Yeah. The first two thirds of it, though, are like your typical, you know, person in a foreign land adventure. The locals fuck with her because she's a woman and they're assholes.
Par for the course.
Par for the course, yes.
So she just likes to travel. Is that like her thing? Like,
I guess they her don't activity really into that much. Yeah. She's playing a similar character that she did in Dark Places. Just I'm not. I don't talk a lot, and I'm very closed off. And fuck you. It's that kind of character.
Nice. I don't think I've not really watched anything new on streaming recently.
There's some good things out there.
There's
some gems that have come out recently.
Sorry, I'm sitting here trying to chat with the people that came up in chat, but my keyboard is acting all kinds of weird, so...
Wave to the people!
Yeah.
Blow them kisses!
If you guys have any questions for Carly, let us know. Just drop them in the chat. We'll ask.
Should I be? Are you the only one that sees the chat? Like, should I be able to? Or
You just go to YouTube, go to Horror Makes Us Happy's channel, and go to the live stream. There's a chat up in there.
Yeah. Oh, we're on YouTube. Yeah, because there's a chat thing on here, but that's just for us. Okay, let me see. Yeah, correct. I don't know if I'm doing all that.
I
do. I
just keep it.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. I'm curious about like current filmmakers and the filmmakers that you've been working with on the projects, because you've been in a few things now. Is it more common these days for a director to be strict in what they want a character to say in a screen in a scene, or are they more cooperative with you as an actor and just like say, you know what, all right, here's your motivation, go do.
It's kind of a mix. I feel like, you know, they would prefer you to stick with their general script and not add, well, I don't know, it really just depends on the person. Most movies I've done, it's like, okay, here's the script, and like I tend to follow the script. I'm not very good at ad-libbing myself. Like I tend to, if I do it, I end up rambling on too much, and then I lose.
There's a three, yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, most directors I've worked with, you know, if you say the line and then something funny with it or clever or whatever, or you just say it like different, like, I don't know, like a basic sentence, you just say it more natural, I guess, as it applies to you, which is something I do sometimes, because I'm like, okay, I feel like no matter how I say this, it comes off as bad acting, so I'm going to say it the way I would actually say it. They usually don't care. The only time it would matter is if it literally doesn't make sense. Like, it's like you say a line that, like, I'm thinking back, just doing Bathtub Shark Attack, I remember the one character says something like, oh, it's in the bathtub, it's always in the bathtub, and the director was like, well, don't say that because the shark is technically like in the pipes and stuff too. So it's not just the bath, but like dumb stuff like that, you know? But yeah, I did work with a guy who did not have a script at all for his movie, and it was all in his head, and he told me what to say and ad-lib the whole thing. And that was not at all. That really stressed me out. I need a script.
That's a negative aspect of that. Like I was thinking more directors, coming up in films, like, you know, like give the actor more freedom, if you will. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there is at least still a script. And yeah, I've been on films like that before, where it was just like, this is your motivation, this is what you're doing. Okay, do I have lines? No, go.
Right. Like, all right. No.
Figure it out.
No, go. Yeah, I cannot do that. I will panic. But mm-hmm. Yeah, no, for the most part, most directors are not overly strict, I would say. That they're not like Tarantino. I know like Tarantino's known for being like, no, you gotta say this exactly how I wrote it. We gotta redo it. But
well, he doesn't like Matthew Lillard, so we all hate him now, so fuck him anyway.
Yeah, grr.
Could be worse, could pull a Kubrick on you.
Yeah, yep. Man. I need a happy medium. I need
yeah,
only 100 takes.
Like, yeah, that's fair. I read somewhere that the scene where the camera is chasing Danny through the ice maze, Danny's terror is fear. His fear is real because Kubrick was actually chasing him with the camera yelling at him, like, "Oh my God, no!"
Whatever works.
It's very method directed.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta do what you gotta do to get the right. Oh, shit, what's the word? Performance. Get the right performance out of the actors.
Yes.
I think if I were a director, I'd do shit like that. Like, what was
you,
it?
You, in, you should do shit like that without being a director. Sorry, you were saying.
No, like how I think on It, shit, who did those? Danny Machete? Whoever the director of the two It movies were, the reboot, he purposefully did not let the rest of the cast know what Bill Skarsgård was going to look like as Pennywise until they started filming. Mm. Like, you know, little things like that help with the genuine reaction from the cast, I think.
Yeah.
That too. Awesome. Yeah, for sure.
Man, also, I love that your movie is titled Bathtub Shark Attack, because that is a real fear, goddammit. Lots of people, it's not uncommon, lots of people have a fear after seeing Jaws specifically that somehow a shark is going to come up through the bathtub, because
yes,
it's possible.
Yeah, and that's what the director was like, no one's made a movie like this before, but it's one of those dumb things that everybody has, all little kids, like, think about, and so, yeah, we made it happen, and it was a good time.
It has definitely come up on our podcast in, I'd say, at least 2 to 3 interviews, I think.
Nice!
You're right, it was a Muschietti.
I liked it too. Muschietti. Muschietti. It's like machete, but with a mush.
Yes. You are correct. That is correct.
Yeah.
Well, again, while you guys were chatting, I also pulled up some notes about the interview we did with you back in 2022. And I think the summary that we came to for you about what you most enjoyed with horror was suspense, tension, and release. Something about just that, like, that awkward, like, seat of your pants kind of moment. Has there been anything that you've seen since we spoke to you that really touches on that, that you liked? Or maybe did it well?
What's funny about that is, like, my taste in movies has, like, changed quite a bit. Because I still love, and I think it's because I do these movies now that I'm more so into, like, goofier, like, just fun, like, I don't really got to think about it that much films. What did I see? Like, we just saw a movie recently, and I was so just, like, kind of rolling my eyes at it. I think it was called Alpha. It was by the director of Raw and,
Other
movie? Titane.
I had high hopes for that because Raw and Titane, that I heard, it kind of sucked. It was about a tattooed A on this woman that somehow, like...
It's about, like, an infect... The girl's, like, 14, and she's out partying and, like, passes out, and some dude, like, tattoos her. Meanwhile, there's, like, this virus going around, so the mom's, like, freaking out, like, you're gonna get... like, he used a dirty... You know, obviously, that was unsanitary. And then there's, like, the mom has a brother who's, like, got the disease, but he's also on heroin. I don't know. Like, it was very artsy-fartsy, and it was very long, and it, I just was, like, I said to my boyfriend, I was, like, I just don't have time anymore to, like, figure out what these movies are doing. Like, I don't have it in me. Where back in the day, I'd be like, oh, yes, this is quite symbolistic of this.
Yes. And you can see this one's a metaphor for this. And this is actually an homage to this original theater. Yeah, I kind of agree 100%. Because, like, anymore, it's like... But there's a lot of stressful things going on in the world. You got life stress, work stress. Mm-hmm. When you watch a movie, you want to be entertained. And yes, I can watch a deep, introspective movie and look into it and, you know, unpick all the metaphors. But sometimes I just want to watch heads get chopped off and blood spray out like a hose. Can we do that?
That's a good point. Yeah, the world, you know, my life has been, like, stressful and, like, you know, I've gone through bouts of depression and I'm just like, the last thing I want to do is sit here and watch some movie about, like, a girl crying for 2 hours. Like, I just, I don't know. I still like those types of movies. I just really have to be in the mood. And
be in the mood, exactly.
Yeah. I had another point with that and I forget now. I also think it was just, like, a sign of the time, like back in the late 2010s going into the 2020s, like there was just like a lot of movies like that, and I feel like this Alpha movie seemed like a leftover, I guess. It's like I feel like people don't really make movies like that too much anymore. Now one movie I did watch earlier this year that I quite enjoyed, it came out right at the start of the year. It did have a minor theatrical release. I don't know that it was wide, but it was called The Plague. And it was not really horror. It was more so...
It was adolescent horror.
In a way, yeah. It was like coming of age horror. I don't know. Yeah. Psychological in a way. But I really enjoyed that one. I thought that was well done because it takes place in 2003 and it's a bunch of 12-year-olds at this swim camp, weirdly. And, it really highlights bullying and just you could be the weird kid, but maybe not be too weird. And then that one also has, a disease in it where you're like, is this real or metaphorical or what? But I thought that one was done really well.
Acne, wasn't it? I haven't seen it.
Leprosy. Oh. They said that there was a boy at the camp that had leprosy, so they all like stayed away from him, and if you touched him, okay, everyone would freak out and go run in the shower and act like they're gonna get it. But
so it really was more of like an unknown villain, like the ghost villain, really. Like I thought it was about adolescence and puberty and kids would get acne and that would be the plague. Like, you caught the plague. It started with you. But no, it was just one kid had leprosy and they made up this infection boogeyman of
if you kind of, yeah. Hear him. Yeah. And just, again, it's like very metaphor. It's a lot about just bullying and not fitting in. And it kind of, thing I liked about it was it highlighted like, hey, bullying is bad. But then it also kind of, because the kid with the supposed leprosy is acts like a weirdo too, and he acts out like there's a part where he's at a dance and he's dancing all stupid and awkward on purpose, just being himself, and the one kid comes up to him and is like, dude, no wonder you don't have any friends, just act normal. And it kind of just highlights how there are kids like that. I remember back in high school there were people that you tried to be nice to because they were kind of the outcast, but then they would do just outlandish stuff just to try to be as weird as possible. And you got to find that balance. You can't just, you're trying too hard to be an outcast, but also bullying is bad. And I think the bully kids do a good job in this movie too. So, but I would recommend it. I had a pretty solid time with that one.
Some director did something else that I know of, I think.
I forget who it was. Or if I even knew if anything else he did.
Keep thinking about that meme of the mother screaming at the kid in the backseat, why can't you just be normal?
Gets so much use.
The good old Babadook.
Is that what that was from?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Where the kid in the back is like, ah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what that was from.
Yep.
Too funny.
That child was a lot. Well, like if my child ever screamed at me, do you want to die? I'd be like, I want to.
I do now.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
I thought the guy who did the plague did something else I knew of, and that's why I looked into it, but no. It's short called Fuck Me, Richard.
Classic.
Yeah.
Once again.
Oh man.
I saw something interesting.
What's that?
I'm trying to think. I saw something in horror news recently. No, it's gone.
Brain fart. Is there anything you're looking forward to seeing? It should be coming out soon.
Scary Movie 6 for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think I love those first two. Yeah. I used to love all four. Well, I know there's five now. Obviously, the fifth one is horrible. Five?
Because I kept seeing things where, like, I thought they skipped one. Like, they went 1, 2, 3, 5, 6.
No, there's a fifth one. It's awful. It doesn't have, like, Anna Faris or any of the people. It's just really bad. And three and four, looking back, like, aren't that great either. Three's okay, but 1 and 2, I love. I still watch them when I'm having a bad day. Those are what I put on, and they still make me laugh. So I'm hoping that the Wayans Bros being back, I hope they still got it. I hope. Because they are kind of, the Wayans brothers are a little hit and miss for me. Like, some of their movies, I think they try a little too hard and they just do not hit at all. While other ones, I'll laugh for days. So, but I think they realize that there's a fan base and they know what the people want. And I hope they deliver.
I'm like, I saw the first two and then I haven't seen any of the ones after that. So.
Yeah, miss much from what I've heard.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I don't think I saw 3 or 4 either. And apparently there was a 5.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that. Nolan Ferris? How do you, like, did it even have a Regina?
No, it starred Ashley Tisdale.
Who?
Ashley Tisdale from, like, she was, like, on the Disney Channel.
Oh, okay.
She was in, like, High School Musical and The Suite Life of Zack and Cody. This is my, like, generation. But anyway, she it parodied that movie Mama and I forget what else. But yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. The movie Mama with the two Ferrell sisters, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I remember Scary Movie doing a parody of that. It was like,
it was back in 2013, I believe, that one came out. And I didn't know about it either. I found it by accident. I remember, like, on Netflix or on demand or something like that. And I was like, oh my God, they made another one. And I knew it was going to suck. I knew it, but I had to watch it. So
that's how I found out about 14 cameras and 15 cameras. Right. There's a movie called 13 Cameras, which is about a creepy guy who lives in the walls and spies on people in, like, an Airbnb with 13 cameras.
You're like, oh no, I haven't seen the first 12.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I talked about 14 cameras and 15 cameras. What about 1 through 13? We don't talk about those.
Right. That's lost footage. Yes.
I did actually see a review of 14 cameras that a YouTuber I watch did once, and they had that experience. They were like, so they watched 14 cameras and then they came across one called 13 cameras and, like, there was another one?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever watched. I never watched those. I remember those being a big deal, kind of, when they came out.
They're all right. They're pretty fun.
Yeah.
Little tangent, but somewhat related situation in the other direction, like a good discovery of something connected. Are you familiar with the movie The Woman or Offspring?
Yes. Both.
Did you know that they made a movie about Darlin', called Darlin'?
I did. I did not see it. I don't know. Yeah, I did not watch it.
It's, I don't know if it was written and directed by or just directed by, but definitely directed by Pollyanna McIntosh, the woman who played the woman.
Okay, I think I did know that, yeah.
We have interviewed.
Yes.
And I feel like I heard, like, meh things about Darling, so I feel like I think I might have skipped it when it came out.
It wasn't as good as The Woman. I'll say that. That's subjective. I did not like it as much as I liked The Woman. I love all three of them because I love cannibalism. Many of the cannibalism.
There you go.
But I would say it goes Woman, Darlin', Offspring. Well, depends on what mood I'm in, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very they're different. At least The Offspring and Woman are completely, they're not the same movie at all. So I definitely prefer The Woman. That's more my jam, and Lucky McKee did that, didn't he?
Yes, he did. all three of them, I believe. And there's a fourth one, too. Well, he didn't write Darlin'. Like I said, that was probably back to Josh's thing. But I believe he did Offspring, Off-Season, and The Woman. Off-Season was a prequel to Offspring. So it'd be Off-Season, then Offspring, and The Woman. I think there's someone in chat who might know.
I think that's the first time I've heard of Off-Season.
I know that's... Yeah, I've heard of Off-Season. I know it's a book.
You know how in Offspring the cop is talking to one of the other local people there, and they're talking about another massacre that happened years ago? Like these kids are back, it's happening again, kind of. The previous happening is what they're referring to as what happened in the other book, Off-Season.
Got it.
I think.
What do you guys think chat about that. Looking at our horror chat or our horror news channel on our Discord server? I think earlier today you posted about the Resident Evil remake, or not remake, but new movie in the series. Looking forward to that.
I love everything Zack Ryder so far, so I'm here for it.
I mean, I could take it or leave it.
Yeah.
I mean, is from the trailer so far, like it, there wasn't anything. How can I say this? It didn't look bad, but there also didn't seem to be anything really interesting either. If that makes sense,
it's kind of like I agree. It didn't look bad, but it didn't really have much of a Resident Evil vibe to it. Like there were creepy things and
That's true, but the only, I guess, the saving grace here is that I'm assuming there's going to be maybe one or two more other trailers that come out for the movie. So maybe they're just like,
It's just a teaser.
You know, testing the water.
Keeping it. Yeah.
Can't give us everything all at once.
Yeah, I'm not big on Resident Evil. I mean, the first movie that came out in like 2002, I kind of liked when I was younger. And then, I don't know, I didn't really care for that one that came out, Welcome to Raccoon City or whatever, a few years ago. I didn't really love.
Why do I keep thinking that was a show? Was it released directly to Netflix, I think?
No, there was I think it was called Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon. There was an actual movie that came to theaters. There might be a show, though, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think they did a TV show as well, but then there was also the movie Welcome to Raccoon City. And it's been kind of just steadily going downhill on the Resident Evil movies since like the second one. I think they made like six of the Mila Jovovich movies, and then now we've got the TV show and the Raccoon City.
Yeah, there have been a couple of them. We streamed a couple of them on the server because
my name is Alice. We know your name is Alice. Your name was Alice the last movie and the one before that.
They all run to those get.
That's what I was gonna say ridiculous. Too. Is they all run together? I think I remember the first two and then the other ones after that. I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, me too.
Comment on it if you did tell me.
Yeah, that's good. I like it. I dig the Kreger's work. Weapons, Barbarian.
Yeah, since it's from, I mean, that makes me a little excited because I did enjoy both of those movies quite a bit. So,
although that makes me think of a thing that I said online recently because I saw this, and so they were talking about the new Exorcist. I think there's a lot of movies coming out that are being done by people whose work I love, but they're all using the same word, reimagining. Like, go either way. Like, you got Zach Cracker doing Resident Evil. You got Mike Flanagan doing The Exorcist. And then,
Texas.
Something Baker. I can't remember his first name, but yes, Texas. There's a TCM show coming out that is being done by the same guy who did the short Milk and Cereal, if you've seen that.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. That dude, I know he does, like, skits and stuff like that, which is very random, but TCM, I'm always down for TCM, but if it's a you said it's a TV
reimagining
show.
That word again, like
I don't know, I'm tired of I'm tired of TV shows and I'm tired of reimagining everything. Like And if it's a TV, I don't watch TV, like, at all. Like, I cannot get behind. I like, roll my eyes so hard when it's like, oh, they're making a new It, but it's going to be a TV series. I'm like, I don't watch. Like, I just don't have it in me to
The show Welcome to Derry was actually pretty fucking good.
That's what I heard from everybody, but yeah.
Just wait till it's all done and binge it, so it's just, like, one long movie.
That's if I do watch a show, that's typically how I do it.
Yeah.
I don't feel like waiting.
A lot of my friends do that. I'm like, did you see the latest episode? And they're like, no, I'm waiting. I'm not going to do this week-to-week thing. No.
Yeah, and then they ask you week-to-week anyway. And you're like, I just told you, no. There are literally people in my life that are like, leave me alone.
So you mean you didn't see the scene when, no, I didn't see the whole episode.
No, I didn't.
The one before that. Or it's, I told you, I'm waiting.
So you do you wait until the end of the season and then do the whole season, or do you wait till like the whole show is over and do multiple seasons?
I usually, I'll just wait until the whole show is over, and then if people are like, "Oh, it was so worth it, you got to watch it," I'll maybe check it out. But again, I'm very bad with TV, and yeah, I don't know. I feel like everything just. That everything has one season that gets canceled or gets canceled halfway through. And I'm like, you didn't even give it an ending. So like, I don't know. For some reason, watching a movie, I feel like I'm wasting my time less than watching a TV show, because at least a movie is for the most part complete. I mean, some of them don't, some of them have questionable endings, I guess, but you
some
know,
of them leave it open for a sequel when the movie was so awful. There's no fucking way they're getting a sequel.
Right, it's like you have no money. Like you're
Nah.
Yeah.
Support our Kickstarter.
No.
Yeah, that's true. You know, with the shows these days, like you say, it might get one season or two, and then it's cut. Oh, excuse me. I not horror related, but. You know, tangentially related, back when I was working for, I can't remember where it was at the time, but I got laid off and somebody that I had been working with gave me an external hard drive that had, I can't remember, it's like
Porn?
10 or 13 seasons of
porn?
What? Are you making a porn joke?
Yes, I am.
No. 10 or 13 seasons of Stargate. SG-1, and because I was unemployed at the time, I was like, all right, yeah, that's cool, I'll watch it, because I did enjoy some of the earlier episodes, and being sort of a completionist, like, I did want to watch the whole thing, but like somewhere around the 7th, 8th, maybe 9th season, it started just like being a lot of filler, and it actually wound up being like it was like a slog to get through. It was annoying. Like, it got to a point where I realized, shit, if I could read the plot summary, I could probably read the whole thing in 5 minutes per episode instead of sitting here for like half an hour, 40 minutes of trying to watch it.
That's right.
Yeah, close notes.
Yeah, but you know, that's an episode. I can't remember if it was 10 or 13 seasons, but it was a long, much longer show than you're getting from Netflix these days.
That's nothing. I mean, X-Files had like 20 seasons. Yeah. South Park's still going. They're on 28 now or something crazy like that.
Right.
Yeah. I've had friends who did similar things. Like X-Files, for instance, they just decided one weekend, like, we're going to sit down and watch all the X-Files. And 3 weeks later, they're still watching X-Files.
Yeah, right.
I would not help you if you want to do like all of Stargate, SG-1, Atlantis, Universe.
No. No. 10 hours a day, 7 days a week for like 6 months.
I tried to do that with the Twilight Zone back in the day, like the original Twilight Zone, and I don't even remember how far I got, but I was like, yeah, I can't like, I mean, they're good, it's a good show, but like I failed a lot of episodes.
Yeah, I wonder how many seasons there are those.
I'm actually, I can't recall. I feel like it was.
I think Chris is looking it up.
I'm looking it up.
It's probably like 2. In my head, it felt like a ton.
10 episodes? Jesus.
Oh, God.
5 seasons of The Twilight Zone with... Okay, here's the difference. 36 episodes a season.
Ooh. Jesus. Yeah, that's what I thought. The episodes are crazy.
So that's like 150
That's crazy. That is nuts. Yeah.
I was expecting to take out holidays. Like 26. Oh, 36. Well, I only looked at one season, for example.
Well,
that's true.
If you were looking at the first season, it probably actually went up after that because it was so popular.
No, I stopped at the. I started at the last season.
Oh,
they're about 30-ish each episode or each season. I'm guessing that's probably because they didn't have hiatuses like shows nowadays have. Like, they took off for holidays and things, sure, but like it was probably a new episode every week, every week at this day. So,
yeah,
like, every week that's 52 episodes, but yeah, take off stuff for holidays. And shows nowadays are pussies. They don't know how to, they can't hang like shows like Twilight Zone.
Back in my day, man.
8 episodes per season.
And you have to wait like two or three years between seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the characters are all like 40 years old now when they were supposed to be teenagers.
Yeah. Fucking, have you been watching the show From?
No, I've heard that's decent though, too.
It's really good. It's by the same people as Lost. It's, And people are stuck in a pocket dimension nightmare town they can't get out of, and there are ghoul creatures that come out at night to kill them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Wait, when you say the same people as Lost, are these the same people that fucked over Game of Thrones, or different people involved in Lost?
Same people that directed... I think the same production team as the original Lost, which... Take that how you will. I think they've confirmed this one's not Purgatory.
I do vaguely recall reading something.
They're like, what if we do the same thing?
Right? Wouldn't that be so unexpected? You wouldn't expect us to do it again.
Yeah, they'll be so mad. You think they were mad before.
It's kind of lining up that way, though, the way the show goes, because it could seem like they all just died and they're waiting to cross over, and it was Purgatory, and I'm going to mail so many angry letters if it's Purgatory.
I haven't been watching, but I do remember seeing an article about how they did confirm that it's not the same as Lost. Just to head off that concern.
We've got that in writing? Good.
Yeah.
They're like, please watch it. Please give us another chance.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But no, they're having the same issue with, a long time between seasons, because there's a little boy, Ethan, who I was rewatching the first season again recently, and they're on 4 now. God damn. Puberty's a thing. He's like 2 feet tall.
Yeah, boys. Yeah. You cannot waste time when it comes to boys, especially.
Shit.
Their boys just drop their... Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Found by Scott Shermer?
Yes, actually. I have.
Okay.
It's been a while. I saw it a few years ago, but yeah.
Yeah. The boy who played Marty, they had some scenes that, most directors don't film like chronologically
beginning
to end. You film all over the place. And they had some scenes where it was going to be difficult because he had aged so much in just shooting this movie.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Come back for reshoots 2 years later and, like, say he's 2 foot taller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you put these shoes on your knees? Like, remember the golf guy? Just do that.
That's why they had to recast little Michael Myers for the Halloween remake, because he became humongous. So yeah, in Halloween H2 they had some other stupid looking kid with long hair. Like, you could tell they just found any kid with like long blonde hair to play that character, and we're like, alright, this will work.
Imagine he didn't have too many lines. So yeah, I don't remember much about Halloween 2. Rob Zombie.
No, it's not, I don't like that movie. That, I mean, it's grown on me, but I don't know.
Maybe it's time for a rewatch. I think I've only seen it twice. Once to view it, and once to confirm. Was it that bad? Yeah.
Yeah, that's how, that's how my rewatches go. Like, was I just in a bad mood that day, or...
Give it another chance.
Yeah.
watch this one sober.
Yeah.
Or don't. if it's the opposite.
Sometimes, you know, get really baked and watch it. And then you can see it's that kind of movie.
Right.
There's so many movies I want to watch. It's hard to go back and give a movie I didn't like another chance when it's like there's so many other movies I want to watch. Why would I waste my time going? So, you know, it's kind of, that's always hard.
Yeah.
I laugh because it reminds me of a great line from Excision where Pauline is talking to, and she's talking to God, and she's talking about the Bible, and she's like, I haven't read it in its entirety. It's just, you know, got so many books I need to read, and it's hard for me to devote so much time to a book that's gotten so many mixed reviews. That's a great movie.
Yeah, I agree. I love that movie too. It's been a while, but I big fan of that.
Tracy Lords.
Keep changing styles every couple pages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, right? Last chapter, it was killing babies. This chapter, it's, you know, lineage from this person to this person to this person to this person. What's next? Are we going to put all the animals on a boat? I swear this thing was written by different people.
I thought you were going to make a Silmarillion joke there.
Oh! Yeah. Kind of was what Silmarillion was, wasn't it? It was like, and so-and-so begets so-and-so, and
I don't think it was in the actual chapters, but I think there was like an appendix at the back that had stuff like that.
Yeah. And they took that appendix and made a great TV show. Great.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That show was not great. But I don't want to put it on.
Yep. Well, we hit the 15-minute warning here a couple minutes ago. I guess we should probably wind it up and suggest everybody go back and check out Carly's interview from 2022. So
check out all the kick-ass movies she's in, like Bathtub Shark Attack, was it?
Yes.
Bathtub Shark Attack. And what was the one coming up that you can talk about?
Well, Krakula is about to come out, and then...
Oh, and Krakoon. But that one's already wrapped.
Krakoon, right? Yes. Krakoon has been out. Check out that one. Every movie I'm in has a ridiculous title. So, you know, they all kind of run together. T-Rexorcist, that's another one that will...
Is that from the same people as Velocipastor?
No, it's from the same people as Krakoon.
Okay.
Velocipastor... I forget who made that one. I am familiar with that one, but yeah.
I
think my coworker said she watched that.
there's a scene early in the movie where a car explodes, and I think there's just the word explosion is put on the car.
Like, oh, God.
You left that in there on purpose.
Cinema.
So, yes, everybody can go to horrormixeshappy.com, go to the episodes page, find Carly. There's a link to Carly's bio page there. On that page will be a player for her full interview. And then also links to her social media and other things like that. So if you want to follow up with her on what she's doing, you can go there. Carly, thanks for joining us. And next time you have anything that you want to promote, just let us know. We can hop on and invite you to another Sunday live chat.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you again for having me.
Our pleasure.
See you again.
Cheers.
Cheers.